Shalom, Australia. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was in Moscow last week for meetings with Russian President Vladimir Putin. On Thursday, Putin told Netanyahu to stop living in the past after the Israeli Prime Minister tried to tie tensions with Iran to the Purim story. Netanyahu said Persia had made an attempt to destroy the Jewish people but did not succeed some 2,500 years ago, an event commemorated through the holiday of Purim, which Israel is celebrating today and tomorrow. Netanyahu said today there is an attempt by Persia's heir, Iran, to destroy the state of the Jews. Adopting a conciliatory tone, Putin said that the events described by Netanyahu had taken place in the 5th century BCE. We now live in a different world. Let us talk about that now. Netanyahu has said that he sees himself as the guardian of the Jewish people against existential threats from Iran. Putin, on the other hand, has sought to maintain positive ties with Tehran, including by sending the country the advanced S-300 anti-aircraft system over Israel's objections. Israeli police are seeking to question Australian billionaire James Packer as part of a corruption investigation into allegations that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accepted expensive gifts from wealthy businessmen. Packer has emerged as a key figure in the ongoing corruption, along with Hollywood producer Arnon Milton. Police are probing whether Netanyahu's actions amount to an illegal conflict of interest. Coalition Chairman David Bitan said yesterday that Prime Minister Netanyahu has no intention of resigning, even if he is indicted on corruption charges. Bitan, a member of Netanyahu's Likud party, added that I tell you there will be no indictment. A poll conducted last week showed that Yair Lapid's Yesh Atid party could win an election if held now. Transportation and Intelligence Minister Yisrael Katz said he is pushing forward with a proposal to build an artificial island with a seaport off the coast of Hamas-ruled Gaza that he believes will alleviate hardships in the blockaded territory and offer residents their first real bridge to the outside world in a decade. With an independent Palestinian state unlikely any time soon, Katz said that an island for moving goods in and out of Gaza was part of his broader goal of creating regional security and economic peace between Israel and its neighbours. Deputy Defence Minister Eli Ben-Dahan announced a new effort on Wednesday to assist Bedouin veterans, including deeply discounted college education, after over 24 soldiers said they won't report to the reserve duty over what they described as racism towards their community. Ben-Dahan said Defence Minister Avigdor Lieberman promised a wide cover of assistance for Bedouin soldiers, including additional military preparation programs. Ben-Dahan said the IDF is working with various organisations, including the police, the Israel Electric Corporation and others, in order to assist soldiers from the Bedouin community find work upon their release from the IDF. In addition, the Defence Minister ordered that from Uniforms to Universities programme, under which combat soldiers' bachelor degrees are paid for by the Defence Department, every soldier from the Bedouin population who is released from the army will also get their studies paid for, regardless of where they served. It was announced on Thursday, the day after International Women's Day, that in the next month, 15 female IDF recruits will begin the process of becoming the first women to serve in the Armoured Tank Corps as part of a pilot program to assess fuller gender integration into the unit. They will serve in all female tanks in order to avoid issues of modesty. The 15 soldiers will be picked from a crop of new recruits drafted into mixed gender combat battalions. They will go through standard basic training before advancing in August to specialty tank training, where they will learn how to operate the Merkava Mark III model. In December, they will take positions in the Army's 80th Division, which is responsible for the southern Negev and Arava deserts, and help guard the borders with Egypt and Jordan. Interior Minister Aryeh Deri praised as brave on Thursday Rabbi Yigal Levenstein, head of a pre-army religious academy, who caused a nationwide uproar after calling female soldiers crazy and saying that their military service made them not Jewish. Deri said it takes courage to speak about this religious ruling and good for him for being brave and speaking about it. I praise him for saying the truth and for not being afraid to say the truth. Deri, whose party opposes both religious men and women serving in the army, said that Levenstein was merely repeating previous rabbinic rulings and only made headlines for the superfluous manner in which the remarks were delivered. Deri's remarks were notable for being the first comments by a leading Israeli politician in support of Levinstein's stance towards female soldiers. The comments have been widely denounced by politicians across the political spectrum. Although he did not mention Levinstein by name, Prime Minister Netanyahu issued a clear rebuke of the rabbi on Wednesday, saying Israel was proud of its history of integrating females into its fighting forces. Justice Minister Ayelet Shaked on Thursday called on Israeli Jewish couples getting married to sign prenuptial agreements to ensure that husbands will not withhold a get divorce from their wives. At an event with leaders of Zohar, Zionist Orthodox rabbis, Shaked touted a prenup agreement developed by the organization together with legal experts, saying the document is inspired by love between a husband and wife, with the awareness that true love comes with an understanding that we cannot foresee potential problems ahead, but must do what is necessary to avoid them. She called on all couples to sign the agreement. Thursday was designated International Aguna Day in an attempt to raise awareness of the issue of Jewish women who cannot force their husbands to give them a religious divorce. Hollywood star Richard Gere is in Israel promoting his new movie, Norman, by Israeli director Joseph Sidan. In Norman, Gere plays the role of Norman Oppenheimer, a Jewish bigwig who suffers humiliation after humiliation. After coming across Micha Eshel, a charismatic Israeli politician who feels his career is going nowhere, both of their lives changed forever. After Norman buys him a pair of shoes worth thousands of dollars, then Eshel becomes prime minister. Some parts of the movie bear similarity to the relationship between former Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, serving a jail sentence, and Moshe Talansky, a relative of the film's director. Gere said he had a lot of conversations with Sidar about politics. He said, as I see it, getting a pair of shoes from someone as a gift is not a big deal. But I'm still confused as to how people accept everything an Israeli leader does, except when somebody gives him a pair of shoes. If dissonance is hard for me to understand. In another interview, Gere described U.S. President Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as bad guys who don't really get it in the fullness of things. He said, truth is dead. The obvious is dead. Language is dead. This is a dark time. 21 people were lightly injured in Tel Aviv during the city's annual Purim festival on Friday. 7 were hospitalized for light injuries, while the rest were treated by paramedics at the scene at the Kikar HaMedina festival. Another 7 people were detained by police for selling alcohol to minors, bicycle theft, and disturbing public order. Thousands of dressed-up Israelis attended the afternoon rave in central Tel Aviv, which included DJs, street ensembles, and an urban street fair. Streets were closed in Modi'in, Holon, and other cities on Friday, as Ad Lo Yada parades to entertain children and families were held to celebrate the festival. Most places in Israel celebrate Purim today, along with the rest of the Jewish world, but in Jerusalem and other cities that were walled at the time of Joshua, the holiday will begin tonight. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting from Jerusalem, wishing all SBS listeners Chag Purim Sameach.